Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Now we gonna tell them. That is front. We tell them like this, yo. I'm an African. I'm an African. Yeah, y'all like that shit, right?
Not no more.
Me and mine is open. I'm an African. Let's get back to the gritty with spitting in my city. No more weak New Yorkers getting booed like Charles Smitty. Buffalo, Bar City, and full of velocity. It's so real, you get knocked out, spar with me. Jaws are sticky, two dragons that hit me. The best shit got me spinning like I'm sitting on frisbees. The black Bixby, I get green to fix me. Green slam to 60, brunch chunky is Monique. Occupation, right, my aggravation. It survives, so either way I'm a blast through stagnation. With fire hotter than explosions at gas stations. They have to evacuate the town in mad faces. The fumes of the truth, a free disease nations. I'm a platoon in a booth, see a crew and I'ma face them. Every song singing, my tongue is a sword slayer. Uncle Tom rappers and crackers. Think I'm playing. I walk strong, soul prints in the pavement, panther style, cooking in my kitchen, gun in the apron. The Constitution says we can't. Why we get cases? Maybe it's the color of the skin on all our faces. Think I'm working for wages? Your mind's outrageous. Can't work where I can't speak my mind and say shit. Gotta turn the other cheek while they work on my patience. I done worked another week, my boss be laying a patient. I ain't impatient, I ain't fucking with racists. When you tell it like it is, they ask why you complaining. Must be insane, in need of asylum. I see the ways of the world and you can't get it by them. Nope. Devil, you gotta fry him, he got venom inside him. Did you dirty right here, had you looking for Sodom? I'm not looking for problems, only way to resolve them. Killing my brothers with revolvers, would never resolve them. Yeah, I did this properly, verses keep getting popped on me. A man not concerned with the verse, get a drop on me. This man is concerned with assets, own property.
Yeah.
Due to seeking knowledge and stuff, I know it's not to be.
Yeah. Black and power, more than ads and dollars. First hitting like airplanes when they crash the towers.
Watch out.
Mine is a conspiracy, throw it up if you hearing me. Truth and dedication mean these devils is fearing me.
Yeah.
Open the book and take a moment to look. You call a cracker your friend, but I call him a crook. Continue to spit lead till my continent is fed. Two ways to leave the battlefield, victorious or dead. Made my blood shed till the streets run red. Die in the name of freedom, independence, and bread. Call me too black, I would call it a fact. It's me and green. Connect like train cars on the track. As a cypher or the street, but it's safe on my target. I'm a sniper on the beat. See the pig and I'ma spark him. Black him with something, something. Blade touching like southern fucking. Weather pumping something, or drunk up the southern comfort. I'm in Times Square right before the apple drop. Starting the revolution, get it popping like snapper top. You forget about your people when you at the top. Cut the head off a traitor, execute him while the cracker watch. I'ma slay you, Jesus won't save you. Cause you declared loyalty to those who enslaved you. The sequel to Pompeii while puffing that Bombay. You a snitch, you be speaking through the wild like Kanye. Jake in his back, you can chase with the axe from you to mask. The young Khalid Muhammad Iraq, the whole nation of black killers safe in the trap. Your own people wanna kill you when you stating the fact. Black people sign enough to go and fight in Iraq. The same government tried to kill you by supplying you crack. Me and Dido Green, we just supplying you tracks. But it's more than just rap, the black messiah's back.
Yeah, I'm an African. We some Africans. We ain't hustlers no more, baby. Wake up, black people. Black power. Ayaka. United Front. We out.
Yeah. United Front, Dino Green.
Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch with his
Green.
Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making. You are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on. You see, it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us. They hunt us. Disease infests us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverence. How can I preaching to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling. But this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air. Turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people was imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't speak. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complication. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for allowing the plane's devastation. Of course we rule the world of sports, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sense. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rage here at games like they fans of you. And they'll call me a racist, but the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they'll turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt in Dino Green, fuck you, you probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Peace, 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 and black power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Solidarity Saturday Caravan to the Ancestors weekend celebration, and we're definitely honored and privileged to have African Warrior on, who is living this culture by example, speaking none other than my brother Olu is in the building. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others. This morning's guest here on New Knowledge Radio, a warrior comrade. I got a screaming lot of respect for this brother and the work that he's doing and the way of life that he's living. Speaking of my brother, Conrad, in the struggle for African liberation, my brother, Olu, is in the building. Peace, my brother. What's going on with you?
Peace, peace, family. Can you hear me?
He's loud and clear, loud and clear.
100. Blessed to be on this morning, man. Appreciate you having me on.
It's an honor, man. Like the music compelled me. You understand what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
I know you should be on your way, or if you ain't on your way already to you know the caravan. Before we get into that, I just want to start with a brief introduction. You know, introduce yourself to the fam. To them, couple of people who may not know who you are, so we can get started.
Well, peace. My name is Olu. I also go by Olu Ashe. I'm an MC from Houston, Texas. I'm also one of the founding members of the Ashe Project, which is the organization. I've been being active in my city for the last 3 years, actively. Just doing what I can for the people. I've been doing music for a while now, and I just make sure everything is cohesive, and everything is in alignment with what I have going on. So,
okay, that's peace. I appreciate that. Shout out to the H, man. He said, you know, I'm an MC from Houston. I was about to say, yeah, you know, Scarface and them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's the man. That's the king.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a profound respect for Houston, musically, but also community-wise, and outreach programs and the initiatives, the cultural awareness, you know, that sense of family, the sense of pride, you know, that communal type of situation that I've witnessed over the years, and just, you know, the overall development of the people, you know, as a whole, that I could see down there, you know, concentrated amongst the Africans that are down there. The question I had about the caravan to the ancestors, what does it feel like to you to be performing at an event that carries so much magnitude?
Well, for me, I feel like it was it's another divinely aligned situation where something as special as honoring our Igun and our ancestors collectively and coming to Galveston, where a lot of the kidnapped Africans that were brought to Texas, this is the same water that they came here on. And for anyone who knows the scientific nature of water, knows that the same water that's here now has been the water that's been here since the earth formed itself. So to be able to touch this same water and know that some of our ancestors courageously decided to not be slaves and cast themselves into this water, while others who had a different ideal or plan in mind traversed that water to get here. And without that water, like, you know, I wouldn't be here. And I'm not proud to be an American. I'm African to the core and to the soul.
Yeah,
but
right.
Knowing that my placement here, like, this water is a product of me being in the place that I'm in, is also something that's very it's of a spiritual nature to me. So to be able to be a part of this and to offer my songs, you know, like, the music that I make is African through and through. It's just my experience. It's like I'm a more civilized version of Killmonger. So I look at America a certain way, but I also offer words of peace and positivity throughout the mixture as well to fully convey the different emotions and the nature and the energy of our people. So, and knowing that a lot of the people that will be participating today are Ifa practitioners, knowing that my project is entitled Ashe, and that is a Yoruba word that means power, or it is so, or it will be, it is a affirmation, it's a confirmation as well. So to know that it's all going full circle, I feel like it's an honor to even be able to do this and to have the information that I have to be able to make sure that I do it the correct way, in the honorable way.
I see. So since you kind of read ahead in my notes already, you know what I'm saying, mind that take mine, can you take us through some of your spiritual journey and if you could share, you know, how you got to where you are as far as being a practitioner?
Well, peace. Well, I don't title myself a practitioner simply because I know that there are a lot of things that one must do to be considered an initiate, just like with any other thing that is of importance to a spiritual nature. But I honor the systems of our traditional African spirituality. So just like most Africans in America, I was raised a Christian early in life because, you know, we don't have those decisions early on. But as traveling through the different schools of thought, I've studied from the Nation of Islam to the Nation of Gods and Earths, Moorish science, and each step was just a journey towards the central place where we needed to really be focused on. Like, all the information that we have, it's all puzzle pieces. And it gives us instruction, and it gives us different ways to interact with people. It's like, even within our placement and our conditions in America, we still build systems that we can recognize one another. And it is the appreciation and the understanding of another person's particular path that opens up the door for a better communication, because that is where we lack. And as Africans, we have to work better on our communication. So coming to the place that I'm in now and just giving reverence to my ancestors and understanding that my blood is their blood, my walk is their walk, the thoughts that I have are only modernized and updated versions of the thoughts that they had in the past.
Let's start work here.
Okay.
I'll show you today.
I'll show you.
You had something else to add? Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Say that again, God. I couldn't hear you.
I said, if you had something else to add, I know your wisdom was cut short for a second. You can continue.
Yeah, yeah. The devil sidetracked me. I'm parked outside, getting ready. You know, it's hella windy out here, so I wanted to make sure that the people could hear me and I could hear you as well.
Right.
But just to surmise that overall, the place that I'm in now is a place of a better understanding. Like, coming through the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the supreme mathematics and supreme alphabet, like, even my name, Olu, it still is a proper appellation for who I am. Like, Olu or Olumide, which is the full name, is a Yoruba name that means God has come. So even in my travels through these different schools of thought, all of it still goes and meshes together. So if I understand that I'm the black man, the original man, and God in the flesh, then why not take on an appellation and a name that defines that? And then also, Olu, O-L-U, is cipher right understanding. So it still is conditioned to represent who I am, what I do, and the reasons I do it.
John D. You can tell by my attribute, I did a little traveling amongst the cipher. You understand what I'm saying? From knowledge to Pluto, you know what I mean? And just as you were saying, those transformations, you know, are necessary on the journey and on that path to be able to be multilingual, you know, because you meet our people at different stages and spaces in development. And the thing that's connecting for us all are the universal principles and those universal laws, you know what I'm saying? Knowledge is to look, listen, observe, and most of all, respect. So if I come in that, you know, lane, look, listen, observe, most of all, respect, then it's reciprocating. You see what I'm saying? I done had all kinds of brothers and sisters from all different walks of life on the platform. You understand what I'm saying? Whether we agreed or not, you understand what I'm saying? We deal with the best part, you know what I'm saying, and not the poor part. So, you know, the things that we can agree on become the best part, and those outweigh, you know, on a meiotic scale of balance, the poor part. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and understanding is to see things clearly for what they are, not for what they appear to be. You see what I'm saying? So we can look at something one way, and, you know, as our esteemed elder, you know, teaches us, respect means to look again. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it teaches us to look again. So when you can see something one way, but understanding is to see things clearly. You see what I'm saying? And that's to bring things into focus. So by the time it's in focus, you can see them clearly. So you might have a misunderstanding at first, but understanding is the best part, because when you get it, you got it. And then when you got it forever. You see what I'm saying?
I say.
So I think that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, the African in me speaks to African in you. You see what I'm saying? Whether you know it or not, you understand what I'm saying? You know, so that's a beautiful thing to be able to hear that, you know, reciprocated. If we could get into your musical journey, you know, because your spiritual path and your musical path are akin to one another. Can we get into the musical journey before we get into the music?
I say, well, I've been I've been rapping since I was like 14. Now, I won't disclose my age now because, you know, we infinite. But I've been actively pursuing music since like my early 20s. So in that process, like, I've been part of a group, and I honor my brother. He had to make a decision, and he decided to be a father, you know. So, and I respect that. And I told him, you know, as long as I got it in me to keep pushing and do this from an authentic place, then I'll keep pushing and doing it, and you're going to come with me along the journey. You know, we never leave our brothers behind. I'm truly my brother's. And going into these different phases, like, this project has been long awaited. Like, our last, like, physical release we put out was in 2005. So to be able to bring some of this information and the different experiences I've had to provide this music is the testimony of a man that's a man. Like, my music is for people that have that understanding. Like, you can vibe to it, you can enjoy it. It can be played in any environment, but by me being independent, I can do and say with my music what I want. And I feel like a lot of times with levels of consciousness, a lot of artists, they don't really put effort into making the music palatable to the listener. They just want to stuff a whole bunch of information in it. And just like with any teacher that has a master teacher that has a presence in our community or in their respective community, it is their style of teaching along with the information that they provide that keeps people's attention. So that was one thing that I really, like, put into my mind as I've grown and gone through different stages as an artist. Like, my basis is poetry, and I've always looked at rap as poetry. So my approach is the same. So I don't do, like, the punchlines and a lot of the things that some people might enjoy in their particular style of hip-hop. But I provide something that you can actually listen to, and the more you listen to it, the more certain things stick out to you. And I pride myself in being able to unfold stories and give vivid pictures of certain things just from my experiences, and tying in everything that I know and that I plan on knowing into my music.
So who were some of your influences in regards to MCing, or even in regards to spoken word? Who did you hear who did you hear outside of the culture? Because there's two cultures that exist. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Who did you hear inside of the culture that kind of sparked you, you know?
Well, I would say that it was artists like Rakim Allah, the DOC, Kool G Rap, Scarface, Brand Nubian. It was an eclectic mixture of artists, and I think that's the reason why my music sounds the way it does, because I didn't have one delegated section of hip-hop that I wanted to stay in. I loved East Coast hip-hop, West Coast hip-hop, and the music that came from the South and Southern hip-hop. So it kind of travels all over the place. And some of my influences don't even rap. Like, some of my influences were like Clarence 13X, Malik Shabazz, Khalid Muhammad, Gil Scott-Heron, Sun Ra, Oludara, like Fela, just Africans in general have been my biggest influence. I think I can say that safely. And say
that's
that,
right.
For making music, like, the collective experience and the different ways that people chose to tell their stories, like, listening to Wu-Tang Clan describe Staten Island, to me, is similar to hearing how Goody Mob explained East Atlanta or their neighborhoods and growing up. So it was just listening to these narrators and these it's an oral tradition in our culture. And I feel like those were the ways that we were able to know about other places without having to go there. It was through their spokesmen and their and these MCs that had the ability to convey stories and were very precise in the imagery that they drew.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah, that's a wide range of palette, and I could hear, you know, the talents that, you know, in your delivery, you know, if I could say it, I don't really like comparing artist to artist, you see what I'm saying, because art is is subjective, you know. But when you hear Scarface, look me in my eyes, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can hear that. I can hear that in you. You see what I'm saying? Not lyrically. Your style is, you know, your delivery and style is your own. But I can hear it, like it resonated in my heart. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can hear and feel. I sit alone in my, you know, four corner room standing. You know what I mean? Like you can hear. You know what I mean? Like that's something that takes you home. You see what I'm saying? I remember, if I could sidetrack for just a little second, the first time I heard Screw. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the first time I heard, Chop, Screw. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, in the culture, it's a difference. You know, Michael Watts and you know, DJ Screw. The first time I heard Screw, I learned that was a culture unto its own. You understand what I'm saying? And I did not appreciate Screw until a Houston cat came in the room. You understand what I'm saying? The brother from Houston, I was in the military, we was overseas. You understand what I'm saying? A Houston cat came in the room, and another Houston cat came in the room. And the way they zoned out, I was like, yo, this is something. You understand what I'm saying? You know,
right.
You know, The place where I grew up, I'm, you know, that's a, you know, from Jersey. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a different vibe. You see what I'm saying? Like, I grew up listening to, you know, to the Ghetto Boys and, you know what I'm saying, and some of the groups and the influences that you named, boom. But when I seen the effect that Screw had, you know what I'm saying, on the whole being of the brothers, I was like, man, this is something. So, you know, I didn't get it at the time. I had to get put on to the culture. You see what I'm saying?
Understand
the culture, you grow a deeper significance. You see what I'm saying? So when I heard Fat Pat, when I heard Kiki, when I heard Zero, you understand what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you understand what I'm saying? So it's like getting put on to a language you ain't know. You see what I'm saying? So it was the same thing, you know, trying to explain Wu-Tang lyrics to cats. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't know what the hell they be talking about. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you get put on, you know, to different languages. So, you know, I didn't say bilingual at the beginning, you know, multilingual. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, everything has its own form and an expression. You see what I'm saying? Like, Dallas poetry and Houston poetry ain't the same. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've been to those circles, you know, those spoken word circles as well. You know, I was stationed in Fort Hood for 3 years. So, you know, going from Killeen to Austin to San Antonio to Dallas to Fort Worth to Houston, you know, to Galveston, to Beaumont, you see what I'm saying? Different places, you know, with just poets. Like, and then the first time I went to a poetry house party, I was like, what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yo.
So it's the difference than being in a room, you know, full of listeners at an open mic versus being in a house full of poets. Everybody in there is a poet, and everybody in there is dope. You see what I'm saying? So you know, for me a little bit, I would freestyle my poetry based on anything anybody said in the room and anything anybody held up in the room, and it was like, So you can do that?
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you was sick with it. So to hear these dope poets that came up there before you come to you, like, yo, we got to do something together. So how the hell you did that? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's
right.
Just mind space. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I can identify, you know, greatly with the appreciation of the art and taking on all of the art forms as another, you know, way to teach our people without teaching, because, you know, all of the joints, they ride, but at the same time, it's not pushy. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's slow vibe. Like, you got the vibe in there, and boom, you're like, oh, I heard that. If you have an ear, you can hear. You see what I'm saying? You know, so
like
it's something for everybody. Yeah, I got ahead of myself again. I got all excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it structured. You see what I'm saying? The last thing I wanted to ask you before we actually, you know, heard some of the tracks. What was it like? You know, the recording process. You know, the process of making Supreme Elevation.
Oh well, the recording process was amazing. It took us about a year to fully get everything situated properly. You know, I'm married. I've been married for 5 years. So, and I also have, I take care of my little sister. She's in college now, so she's not that little anymore. But still, I'm always seeing
right.
my little sister because of our age difference. But
right.
just through that process, I wanted to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, home was straight as well. You know, I feel like a lot of people they neglect certain things, so we had to make sure that our house is in order as well while we out in the community and we doing things, you know what I'm saying, to make sure everything is solid, because that's the foundation. Our culture is suffering because of the lack of solidarity within the Black family. So we focus on that first. But in going into the recording process, like, my engineer is like one of my best, you know, like one of my best friends, and he's a brother to me as well. So we spend many late nights in the studio going over songs, going over beats, just pulling the whole idea together. And initially I didn't know what I wanted to call the project, and this was like right when we started the recording process. I just knew what I wanted it to sound like. And once we decided to title it Ashe, A Supreme Elevation, it's like just that frequency and vibration on it kicked up the whole process. So we was knocking out songs left and right and just going and building into it. Like, I was blessed to meet one of these guys named Bruce Coley, who works with the J. Dilla Foundation. And one of the intro track on the project, which is called Ire, which means blessing, is actually a J. Dilla and Roots instrumental that I found. So right when we was doing the early recording process, I shot him that song just to get his input on it. And then he hit me back and was like, yo, you want to do a show? And I was like, okay, cool, we'll do a show. He was like, all right, I want you to do like 6 songs. So at that time, we only had like 4 songs done. Like, this was like the early processes of recording. So I knocked out like 3 or 4 more songs, and then I end up going and record, like, performing almost the entirety of the music that I had at that time. And it kind of just, that energy kicked up more, and it was like, okay, well, let me go back into the studio. It was like constant prayer, constant just my spirit speaking. Like, we go to the studio, and every time session, it was every Monday, 2 p.m. the God hour. That's what we set it for. And Pop Brown, which is my engineer Boogie, that's his father. Pop Brown would come and pour libations. So we pour libations before we record. So we pour the libations, we'll kick back, we'll discuss a few things, and then we'll go in and knock it out. So it was just a lot of positive energy around, and like everybody that I deal with in on almost every level, like whether it's in the community, whether it's just on a familial basis, whether it's on a music basis, a lot of these people are the same people. So whenever we link up, it's like it's gaps and periods sometimes before we see each other. So when we do see each other, it's like, yo, man, I appreciate this. Or, man, I love this. Or we should do this again. Let's tackle this. Like, we're fans of each other's art. So going into the recording process and then the final product is guaranteed that you're going to get the best quality out of whatever we record. If the public hears it, that was the final stage for it. And it's going to always be immaculate. That's the thing that I love about, you know what I'm saying, TMI Shay and everybody that's a part of the things that we've been doing.
Man, that's powerful right there, Jim. You know, describing the process, you know. That's why I always ask the stories, because, you know, some people might hear the finished product and don't know, you know, the journey. Each thing has a journey on its own, you know. Each track might got a story, you know what I mean? Like, we had, I heard one of the craziest ODB stories here on the show, you know what I'm saying? Buddha Monk was on, and he was talking about Old Dirty Bastard, you know what I'm saying? Because I asked him a question. I was like, yo, that epic battle between Old Dirty Bastard and Busta Rhymes, I know you was there. I was like, who set that up? He was like, you know I set that up. And I was like, so then I was like, okay, I figured that. You see what I'm saying? So I was like, the Got You All in Check remix, was that before the battle or after the battle? And who set that up? He was like, it was after the battle, and I set that up. He's like, funny story. He said that they went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras to shoot the joint, you know, Got You All in Check remix. You see what I'm saying? And he said, Old Dirty and Busta went to the store, and they was gone for 4 hours. He said it took them 4 hours to find them.
Wow.
And the store was right around the corner. You understand? Mardi Gras, Busta Rhymes, Old Dirty Bastard, you already know what type of stuff was going on. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah, right.
You know, sometimes if you're not in the right place at the right time, you won't get the, you know. So that's a crazy story that folks would never know unless they was there, or, you know, they got told it. You see what I'm saying? Because Old Dirty, you know, he transitioned. So, you know, we only got that story with, you know, the folks that was there. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I always ask about, you know, recording processes and what's the studio sessions like. And you painted a vivid picture with a culmination of, you know, quality control and also ancestral veneration at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So it's the highest form of quality control. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, that, I think that's very beautiful. You see what I'm saying? To be able, you know, to share those particular stories and any opportunity that you get, you see what I'm saying? To let folks know, talk to them about that process. You see what I'm saying? Especially folks who are interested in, I'm getting ahead of myself again. You know what I'm saying? You're just getting to these joints. I don't want to play them in order. I don't want a bootlegger to think that, you know, they could just, you know, listen in and get all of the joints, even though you offered it, you know, to the people. So I kind of want to, you know, put them in a little random order, if that's all right with you.
Most definitely.
All right. So let me go here.
I'm by my dollars and cents. If it's not about liberation, then you ain't talking about shit. I got a list full of haters, I told them all something did. Now I'm all in the mix, like a wish that wish. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let's be clear. No love lost, ain't none given over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. Hell yeah.
yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let me clear. No love, probably none giving over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. Beat the team, Malik and Larry Hoover. I feel like Marcus Garvey, watch a black star get this loot up. I'm pushing lines like a playing card, cut it, coat the main aim is to keep my target locked in the store. If it's seen with the non-believers claiming they won't smoke, this for the healer and the dealer, touch more lives than dope. Freedom by the pound, liberation by the leader. Pour our live bases for careers, I'm about to send to the reaper. Reaper wrapped in leaves to alleviate the need to overachieve. My plans to attain, drive me to succeed. When my shit drops, the speakers knocking in here. All eyes on me, but now I'm pocketing in here. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let's be clear. No love lost, ain't none giving over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let's be clear. No love, probably none giving over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. I've been laying in the cut, waiting for the perfect moment to run amok. It's fuck you, pay me, yo, pay me, no mind. Make black history 365, what the fuck can I do with a month? 4 weeks to divide my time, shattered designs to channel what's dormant in my mind. Shifting tectonic place when my project drop. Get the fuck up out my way, too many niggas trying to occupy my spot. Not knowing, hope I got a show of my views are panoramic. My school of thought is esoteric. These modern day rappers not noble, they Reggie. For what I've read, man, y'all ain't aware I was headed. I don't tip my hat, I raise a fist. That's black to symbolize how I'm feeling at all times. I'm pro black, tailor made, but I ain't cutting these niggas no slack. Going Diddy with the semi, take that. Volume thus far, make the motherfuckers take it back. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let's be clear. No love lost, ain't none giving over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do this for my tribe, let's be clear. No love lost, ain't none giving over here. This is really real, this is how I feel. Hell yeah.
I'm about to do more than just touch paper. You ain't never heard of this much flavor. Bomb on my enemies, dog, fuck all my haters. Hit it deeper with my trippy sticks as you catch vapors. You tryna coach the team, I'm tryna own the league. I'm waiting out your league, I'm picking major. Niggas hating on me, it's nothing major. It's real beef, come with beans from a laser. Triple bean dreams on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm infinity. In this league, fulfilling these prophecies of greatness. Chest out, 10 toes down, keep it 7, let the bird in the DOC. Nobody does it better. Dan is Sean, perfection, near straight out Texas. Beats, I got checks to get.
Momentum is gaining, more money is needed. My affirmation, big confirmation, yeah. Before I see it, and before I knew it, I realized it was bigger than Houston. I realized it was bigger than Houston. Still, I got enough of my niggas, momentum is gaining, more money is needed. My affirmation, big confirmation, yeah. Before I see it, and before I knew it, I realized it was bigger than Houston. I realized it was bigger than Houston. Still, I got enough of my neck.
My timing precise is the slice from a surgeon. No liquor, no ice, keep it pure is the purpose. Too many get caught in the surface. I know that I'm more than what most plenty get from the city you serve. The city observe, I sit and observe. Now I'm back with that fire, never slept with that fire. You can melt gold and smoke, infinite pets with this fire. It's what I'm designed, the most in existence. To put the notes out on the list, the places that legends have been in. Faces to eat, my body in linen. Man, some moves and goals, all for the spinach. I'm the truth to know, always are, said it, been body. It's our masterpiece with these souls, lyrics I know it's no
momentum is gaining, more money is needed.
My affirmation, get confirmation, yeah. Before I see it, yeah. And before I knew it, I realized it was bigger than Houston. I realized it was bigger than Houston. Still, I got enough of my niggas, momentum is gaining. More money is needed. My affirmation, get confirmation, yeah. Before I see it, yeah. And before I knew it, I realized it was bigger than Houston. I realized it was bigger than Houston. Still, I got love for my niggas.
He says, yeah, yes, yeah.
Listening to that fire off of Supreme Elevation. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. On with the guy, Olu. You want to talk to us about these two tracks?
Yeah, we can build on those two tracks. Yeah. All In, that was the first one that you played. That one, that was just, I just had this, like, I wanted to provide something that was energetic. Because I'm, for the most part, I'm a laid-back guy. So I also don't want to, quote, bore the listener. Because, you know, a lot of our people, we listen to music in different ways and sometimes with different artists that usually have more of a mid-tempo or low-tempo pace to their music. They oftentimes don't really listen to those artists fully. So I figured I'd give them something that was a little bit more up-paced, upbeat, and just providing the same lyrical exercises that I do on any other song, but just giving them something to really just move with. Like, that's one of my favorite records. And a few people have asked me questions about that record because it's just off the way that I started it. But, like, Peace to Chief Malik and Larry Hoover. Like, and it's ironic that now Larry Hoover's name is being mentioned again as far as being pardoned from his prison sentence, which I feel like is a good thing. There's a lot of people that the chairman has affected, and I feel like his leadership is needed for further growth and development. A lot of times we get caught in the ideals that our people can't be reformed from certain ideals of their lifestyles or how we perceive their lifestyle. And I feel like Larry Hoover and Chief Malik, whose original name is Jeff Fort, I feel like they have the power to guide people from their respective nations into a more refined way of life in accordance to with how they refine themselves, because that's what matters the most. When you can lead by the example of the things that you profess and teach, it says more than just having fancy words and a fancy ideology. If the person who creates it doesn't live by it, then it is of no good, because they don't even believe in it. But yeah, All In, that's one of my favorite records. And the second record is called Seven. That record is really just understanding that the world is bigger than where we call home. And with that understanding, I realized that it is bigger than Houston, because society gives us these ideas where we claim these little sections and these little corners and these little things that are given to us by housing developments and by the government. And we die over those things, not realizing that the earth is the home to the original black man. So wherever you go, you're home. That's why wherever I touch down, like, I always feel home. When I go to Oakland, when I go to D.C., when I go to Georgia, when I go anywhere in the United States, because I haven't been able to travel outside yet, but that is in the works, because I must go to the continent, because I feel like if I'm going to present myself to the world with this West African name, this West African terminology, and this adherence to my culture, then I have to go back and touch the soil and meet the people and show them that this is not appropriation, this is appreciation. And I think that even within our people, we don't feel like we can appropriate one another's culture. but you can, and it is disrespectful. So we have to get out of the mindset that Africa is a monolith, like Africa is a country when Africa is a continent. And there is a diverse amount of people there. So with this song, it's just, it's realizing like my affirmations bring confirmation. That's why I titled the project Ashe. I realized it was bigger than Houston, but still I got love for my nigga. Still got love for my people, and I know that some may have different feelings towards the word nigga, and you know that's another topic for another time. But in just in this general aspect, I was talking to a group of people that I know that relate to me, that relate to my experience, and knowing like still I got love for y'all, but me loving y'all can't just keep me stagnant and being one place. Because the things that I go see, when I tell you about it, or when I show you the evidence and the proof, you'll want to see for yourself. And I feel like just like the father taught, you don't teach from the confines of a safe haven. You go out into the streets and you teach the babies. You go out into the streets and you teach the people who don't already know the things that you know, and you show and prove. You don't just tell them things. You show them and prove to them that this is actual. This is real. This is me making knowledge born. This is the experience.
That's what's up right there, you know. I appreciate the shout out right there, you know what I'm saying?
Most dead.
Oh, man. I got these next two joints I'm going to play right here. And if anybody got a question or a comment, if you want live, you can press 1. If you're listening remotely, the number to call in live, 929-477-1755. On with the guy, Olu, reviewing the Supreme Elevation Project, classic project right here. Let's get into these next two joints right here.
Protected by 7 African powers, I'm back and back for the dollars. Black as I've ever been, can't hate the same for you cowards, regardless of what they own. Promise I'm way beyond, I promise I just begun. I'm honest to be the one that from summer to spring, I keep it strong. Even at a minute after midnight, I'm the reason she still see the sun. Hit her with that peace pipe, make her feel it in her lungs. Change all when it can't go. Hold up, I'm going with the pro tools, pro melanation in the mental host. Got to keep it progressive if you trying to approach. Oh, hey. Make a pause for a minute, for all my dogs trying to get their paws on some spinach. I know I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back to handle business. Wealth over riches, y'all to talk money over yeah. It's obvious that we ain't on the same side. We either ride or collide in the smoke. Blood splatter on the windshield. Got cracked glass looking like kaleidoscopes. This shit's ill. It instilled immense skill to balance the anger, the hatred of what was done to Emmett Till. Trayvon, Mac Brown, Philando Castile. With the hope that my people will awaken and rise. Facing the skies, escaping the blatantly racial divides. That seems to subscribe, taking the lives of those whose face is the same. Status is mine. Take a glance at what gets placed in the mind. I think it's about time to handle this candle, dismantle the system. Right on.
Mo-wa-la-ti-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya- Bars tight like the stitching on the book in the rag. Bars tight like the stitching on the book in the rag.
Marijuana, I'm blending. Been in these corners, chunking them deuces. Sending blissful aromas, the sun is risen. What the fuck is abusing? Not a worry or care. Only strive for my people when no one was there. I know I can count on a few who care. Ain't no need for the devil to see us as equals. I promise my uncle will not be a sequel. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, and we got more than enough. God, I swear, tell the government, fuck off my dick, we in the mix. Sovereign, conglomerate, prominent, progressive, average shit. All I have are erased. Take them and place them on the page. Go in the booth with all this Palo Santo and sage. I'ma raise hell for the hell in which I was raised. All of the presidents invest in the makings of slaves. My culture becoming a trend has become something I hate. Cause now they wanna serve more to my way. Position all y'all
fucking right. Boy, I like the pigeon on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride.
I never called myself a rapper. I don't even know where that term came from. That's some lollipop bubblegum shit. Rapper? No. A revolutionary.
I'm more than a rapper. My lyrics exquisite, no limits. I master the craft of annihilating these actors. Supervised Southern scripture. Taylor made so it suits me to never slack. You might want to button down. We're coming from the bottom of the map. This ain't the time for shooting this shit. It's time to shoot back. Fuck the KKK. You can tell them I said it. Fuck Donald Trump, Sean Hannity, and Gerardo Rivera. Mask in the gas. Flash full of gas. How y'all pass you? Wanna find me? You can hashtag club. I'm a trap track terror. It's a matte black terror. RBG'd up. You better cop, sell it to Riga. Cause these devils won't settle until they've caused us to sell off our freedom. Want a pretty penny, but the penny not polished. It's covered in blood and false promises. Fuck them all, ain't nothing but a bunch of false prophets.
Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. But most of y'all will never know no hoe-ass niggas inside. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride. Boys tight like the stitching on the book in the ride.
I'm asked sometimes, well, who, what are you? I'm a spirit being having a human experience. I'm God having a human experience.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I kind of tried to, you know, get my DJ on, you know what I'm saying, with the ones that sound most akin alchemically, you know what I'm saying, to my ears.
Right, right. Most death, most death.
So you got the floor, Jig. Jig Stretch right here.
Well, the song Aye, Aye is a Yoruba word that means the earth or the marketplace. And the chorus is in Yoruba as well. And I took some time out to make sure that I had the pronunciation of those words as correct as I could because I'm not a fluent Yoruba speaker. I want to make sure that, once again, it is seen as appreciation and not appropriation. So I contacted one of my brothers. He's the first-generation Nigerian-American and went over some of the terms with him. His name is Henry. We call him Olusegun. And he's the owner of EBJ International. It's It's a African fashion line. Cool brother. So if you get on Instagram and things of that nature, just look up EBJ International and you'll see him. You'll see the clothes. You'll see the things that he's doing as well. But I contacted him to make sure that I had it correctly. And the chorus is Ikaro Mowa Lati Aye. And that means good morning, I'm from Earth. And then the second part is Olori Olorun Lati Ile Aye. And that means, can you see heaven from Earth? So this is a loose translation. And basically what I'm saying in this song is, I can see things that, despite where I'm from, I can see better things ahead of us. So I'm from Earth, but can you see heaven from Earth? Because I see heaven, which is Orun. So in short, I'm saying, can you see what I see? And if you do, then follow me. And just going into some of the lyrics in the song, like, I take pride in my life. If you try to take mine, my black life matter, it's obvious that we ain't on the same side. This is talking to our people. You know, a lot of times when we have discussions about police brutality or the killings of black people by other ethnicities, we oftentimes revert back to what about black on black crime? Or what about black-on-black violence? And we have to understand that just like there are white devils, there are black devils as well. And when a person puts themselves in a placement that shows that we aren't aligned on the same page and same path, after so much resolution has been tried and resolve has been put into place to try to make the situation a better one, then it's obvious we're not on the same side. So we have to understand that when we deal with one another, it still is a basis of respect. And we still understand that all skin folk ain't kin folk. You know what I'm saying? That's something that some of my elders told me years ago, and I understand what they mean by that. And just going into other lyrics in the song, where looking at the mentioning of Emmett Till, Philando Castile, and Trayvon Martin, these are different instances where the same result was death for black men in these different instances. So when people say, oh, well, he shouldn't have resisted. Well, what about Philando Castile, who did what he was asked to do and still was shot? What about Trayvon Martin? It shows that you can't even be black and live in certain areas and be authentic to yourself. Like, if he would have been dressed differently, the situation would have been approached differently. But why is that? Why does that have to be the basis? Why do we have to dress in a suitable, quote-unquote, way based on European standards? It's raining. This man had a hoodie on. So nationwide, we got stores that won't let you in the store with a hoodie on just because they don't want you with a hoodie on. Like, I don't understand that logic. Like, and Gerardo decides to say, you know, like, well, maybe if he wouldn't have wore the hoodie, like, what was he supposed to do? It's raining. Like, to me, it looks, the person that looks suspicious is the white man driving around following the kid around in the rain. The kid with the hoodie on coming from the store getting snacks, that's not odd to me. So it's a lot of serious I try to pinch off of to not go so deeply into it during the music, so that when we do have conversations like this, we're able to go into the depths of these particular situations. And that's why I'm glad you played Aye and the Tight record back to back, because they share similar sentiments. They're just delivered in a different way, where Aye is the more mutable variation. Tight is more fixed. It's more situated. It's more solid. It's more direct. This is direct in this, it's the understanding that I don't have to present my ideals and thoughts to you in the way that you feel like it should be. Like when I say, fuck the KKK, you can tell them I said it. Donald Trump, Sean Hannity, and Geraldo Rivera, it's a reason why I mentioned those three people. I still remember the interview with Khalid Muhammad where him and Sean Hannity was going back and forth, and Sean Hannity tried his best to paint this man as a problem. But when we address the problem, we only are a problem when we address the problem to American society. As long as we don't care, as long as we are comfortable with the little bits and portions that we've given and the little corners that they try to etch out for us in our lives, they cool with that. But when you start bucking the system and telling them to their faces the things that we say in private at times, it makes them uncomfortable. And with the Donald Trump situation, I don't condemn or condone Donald Trump because he does what a devil is supposed to do. I don't know why we're expecting different actions out of the same entity. We know what it does. We know what it's here for. We still act surprised. To me, that's insanity. And with Geraldo Rivera, I mentioned him based off of what I just said about Trayvon Martin. If you feel that way about people, because no one makes these type of statements when it's other ethnicities that get killed by police, probably because it's rarely other ethnicities being killed by police or people who think they're police. So going into these two songs, they both share similar sentiments, but where Iye is more remorseful for the lives that have lost, Tyke is more direct, like, okay, well, we're not going to keep being passive. We're not going to keep asking you to treat us right. I don't know why people beg for equality, because who wants to be equal with nothing? We have more than enough in our own culture. We have more than enough of our own material resources at this time, but we need to work on global, domestic. We need to work on building our nation in a way to where we don't have to go to these, there would be no room for these people to profit off of us the way that they do if we took pride in our culture, if we took pride in the things that we actually know that we like and went into producing these things. That is where these songs come into play, because it's more than just music. For the people that just like music, it's perfect for you because you can listen to it, vibe to it, jam out. I'm a proficient MC, so there's not a problem there. But the real root and the problems that lie in the things that I discuss and the things that I talk about are the reasons why I make my music the way I do, because I know it'll reach someone who isn't revolving in the ciphers that I'm commonly in, and it'll draw them to me, or it'll draw me to them. And then we can have a build and we can go from there. Like, it's time out for acting like we don't know what we need. It's time out for being slaves. Like, this modernized version of slavery, from the entertainment business to the prison pipeline to the way the schools are set up, all of it is bullshit and we know it. So now it's time for us to change it. And this is how I'm changing it. I'm changing it through my music. And then we can go into building and discuss another thing.
All right. I hear that. You know what I'm saying? And for me, the vibes, you know, the vibes of these particular tracks, I tell you, you know, they were sonically, you know, similar and akin to one another. This is teaching without teaching. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You vibing. You got everything, all of the elements there, boom. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you vibing, you dancing, you chilling, whatever you do. You see what I'm saying? You drinking, you smoking, whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're learning at the same time without somebody telling you. You're learning something. You see what I'm saying? I think
right.
That's very artful. You see what I'm saying? And also just point of reference. So now, you know, like you said, there's something for everybody. For the lyricists, you got lyrics right there. You
right.
See what I'm saying? You have lyrics. You know, you have clever wordplay. You know, for the poet, you know, the cadence, the flow, you know, the synergy is there. You see what I'm saying? The creativity, the art form. You know, for the ones who are serious, you see what I'm saying? For the African liberators, there's something in there for you to hear. You see what I'm saying? A point of reference. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
Fuck Sean Hannity. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck Donald Trump. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like it, that's beautiful. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, for somebody who never heard, like, who the hell is Sean Hannity? Bam. Oh, point of reference. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, I can see why he would say, you know, this thing.
You
understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's something for everybody, you know, because there are different, you know, palettes that are there. You see what I'm saying? So people hear different things in different spaces. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, somebody might come back again and be like, yo, I was listening to that joint, yo, boom, 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 boom. Yo, you said boom, 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 boom. You see what I'm saying? You know,
right.
I'm from Newark, so I got the Reggie Noble reference. You see what I'm saying? I ain't get a chance to tell you earlier, but I got it. You understand? I heard that joint.
Yeah.
You understand? You know,
and that's the thing that I like about creating music the way I do is because it's the way that it's presented that will catch someone, and it's not like I'm forced. Like I didn't force you to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like when you heard it, you was like, oh, okay. I see how. Oh, that was. I like that. It's putting that. It's bringing that style back. It's bringing that to the forefront because a lot of times when people think of MCs from Houston, typically they don't even put MC and Houston together unless they're talking about Scarface. There's a lot of artists down here like that are emerging right along with me that's on that same level. Like it's gonna be. It's a lot of guys coming out of Houston that are going to be lyrically problems for a lot of people, and it's putting that art form back into the music. It's the directness of the things that we saying. Like the time I heard Ice Cube, the first time I heard MC Ren, these guys wasn't asking for anything. They was telling you what they was gonna do. They told you how they feel. So yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Got a couple of people on the line that want to give you some shout outs over here. You see what I'm saying? So we can go to the phone lines. And I think we got time for like two more tracks. You see what I'm saying? I know you got some things to do, and we agreed on the time space. And I want to be, you know, I want to be mindful of the time. So
I say,
you know, you got some things to do. So we got to do this part two, you know what I'm saying, so we can get the rest of these joints right here, you see what I'm saying, because I definitely want to go through the rest of the project with you, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I appreciate the love, too, G.
It's all love, man. You know, this is the platform. This is what we do it for over here. And see, I see my brother say bye, Taji's in the building.
Hetepu, what's going on, brother, man?
Hey, what's up, Alafia, Taji? What's up, little bro?
Alafia, and, you know, Hetepu, Sinborn, and to Olu, I would like to say Tip Nefer or Heru Nefer Meduneter for good morning, I see. Good morning, I see. So as a reply to Aye, as you were coming from, you know, the Europe perspective, you know, I come with the Meduneter in response, you know.
All right.
So yeah, Tep Nefer, Heru Nefer, Keti. Good morning, I see. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan. I will go as far as to say you had the, you know, I've said this before, but you have the, in my opinion, the best project put out this year in the community, hands down. It was so well put together. You could tell it was thought out. You could tell it took the way in which you articulated everything that you were trying to get across, you know, to the listener. It seemed so effortless. So, you know, I was definitely really moved by it. I played that joint for like a month straight, like every day. I can't figure out what my favorite song on there is. I can't even pick. But you know, every song on there was, you know, just a certified classic. So
what's your favorite song for today, Taji? You know, you're allowed to do that. You could do that. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow they'll be saying no. You know what I'm saying? What's your joint for today?
Today is probably Palo Santo.
Righteous.
Yeah, it'll probably be possible for today. It'll probably change tomorrow. But I want to relate, you know, I'm not going to take any spotlight away, but I want to relate it to my project. I felt so much, not only both because we both had all red covers, but you can tell that there, you know, there was a force, you know, an actual spiritual force and fueled the project. You know, as a musician who goes through the same thing, you know, I could, you know, from the onset when it came on, you know, and as it was going through, I could tell, okay, there's an actual spiritual force that is propelling, you know, propelling this project. And, you know, of course, it was, you know, the Yoruba tradition, the Orishas, the Egungun, so on and so forth, as it was, you know, for me, you know, the ancestors and the Orisha and the Lua of Haiti and the Haitian Revolution. So to those listening, to those who are listening and who are, you know, MCs as well, you know, take the time to, you know, actually be inspired by your culture. You know, it always serves to, you know, produce a quality project.
Ashe. Y'all make sure y'all check out that war cry, because Taji got it too. And Taji will be on the next project. You know, we trying to figure out now where I would like to, you know what I'm saying, display his abilities. But yeah, most definitely we got something working on in the future.
Indeed. That's facts.
So everybody, you know, we're coming on this drink to go through that project too. Just, you know, you already know. You already know.
Already.
You know. It was two people that inspired me to listen to this project, because I gotta be honest, I spent a lot of money in our genre, and I only got a few projects out of all of this, them revolutionary ties that I paid to the community that I can still listen to. You know what I'm saying? Some people's stuff I just bought it on the strength. Say, here go a donation. You understand what I'm saying? But it was hot trash. You understand what I'm saying? Hot trash. But two people that I respect highly, you know, Say by Taji being one, and Queen Afi being the other one, who happens to be on the line right now, that made me get the project to listen. And then, you know, after I, you know, reached out, I had to reach out, you know what I'm saying, and get the God on the show, man, so we could go through this project. So let me bring in Queen Afi in this joint right now.
Hey, peace, y'all. What's going on?
What's up?
But I'm just here waiting on IA to get ran back one more time. That's my joint right there. Now I just wanted to call up and support. Olu is a good brother, one of the best I know, one of the most genuine, dedicated, you know, and doing it for the right purposes, not for the attention and flash and whatever else he can come out of it, but genuinely because this is what is on his heart to do. So I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I hope you know it. You know, I always have the deepest respect for you and appreciate the camaraderie that we built over the last couple of years. So I just wanted to call and support.
Most definitely. I appreciate your support too, sis. You know, like, you've done a lot. And a lot of the things that you've done have helped tremendously. So I appreciate you. For those that don't know, Afi is an amazing artist. She's part of the Revolutionary Mind Cinema crew. She has done excellent things. She helped deliver supplies for our school drive that we had back in, I believe that was August, for the Black Food Truck Festival event. So, like, all your work is noticed, and, you know, whatever I can do to help you as well, you know I got you.
Of course. I know that. And that's why I give back the same thing, because I know if I need you, you're coming. So.
Most definitely.
And knowledge, too. I feel the same way. I'm sorry. Hey, knowledge.
Nah, you're good. This is the Caravan to the Ancestors Weekend celebration in honor of the greatness that is taking place, you know, put on by MBUF, you see what I'm saying, in old and in honor. And for something after 20 years, they call it an institution. So an institution set forth with the spirit of liberation, the spirit of veneration, the spirit of celebration, you know, that's happening, you know, on those waters, you know, for our people. So this is a reforming process. You see what I'm saying? Like Olu, you were speaking about earlier, those same waters that brought our ancestors here, bond servant. You see what I'm saying? We figured out a way to reverse the trajectory and what those waters mean now. You see what I'm saying? So a beautiful thing is taking place, you know, with our families and all of that. You see what I'm saying? The renewing of the African spirit, the renewing of the African mind, the renewing of the African culture. And I'm on with three amazing artists that, you know, are doing this. You see what I'm saying? Taji and Olu through the lyrics, and I see through, you know, one of the greatest tools that our eyes can see. You know, Lerone Bennett Jr. said, "He who controls images controls the mind." So we're renewing our African residual self-image through the visual cortex and through the highest form, music. You know, renewing that African spirit, renewing those African traditions and cultures from the inside out. You see what I'm saying? So building up to becoming the best possible Africans we could be. So, you know, it's an honor to be able to provide opportunities of celebration and promotion, you know, to confront and to combat those negative self-images that have bombarded the psyche of African people for far too long. So the same waters, renewing, you know, that same spirit, you know, cleansing and refreshing and, you know, making things anew, even though there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know, whatever I could do to help these three amazing artists, you see what I'm saying? My sister and my brothers in the struggle for African liberation, they already know what it is.
Sure.
Sneak me a couple bars up in there, you understand what I'm saying? You know?
Got to. We'll talk.
So we got time for two joints left. We'll rock these two joints, and then any closing remarks you got, Olu, at this, you know, after that, we're going to roll out after that. And like I said, we're going to have you back so we can go through this project in its entirety, because, you know, the stories behind these tracks was amazing. So I got to hear, you know, the rest of the joints. I don't want to short you, and I don't want to short, you know, the listening audience. So, you know, we're looking for this Supreme Elevation Review Part 2 coming up here soon.
Most good.
My consciousness tell me to get it. No time for bullshitting. I've been striving to stay sane in the midst of murderous mixtures, a bird's and elixir, disturbing pictures in my mind. Play back times of my people's genocide. So I'm motivated to motivate forward paces for what's greatest for my tribe. I'd rather be hated for who I am than love for who I'm not. Stand for liberation, plan to take us to the top. No second dive from the southern side. Son of standing for the time. What if I hold the key to unlock the divine mastermind? Now to mastermind. In search of clarity, I mastered the test of time. What if I hold the keys to unlock the divine mastermind? Not the mastermind.
I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory all those that would never be.
Black for the people, green for the land. It's a war going on, the devil got blood on his hands. My ancestors were captured from the mainland. You started the war, but you ever forgot we grow from that past. Austin and lost me, kidnapping the stars and tried to offer me. Seat at your table, but you're not able to appease me. With Austin and offering, see, I know it's fake, it's your smile. You must have thought I forgot how. You pillaged my villages, infected my sisters, and centuries later conducted fucked up the skeeky experiments. You say you're different, but I don't see what the difference is. Cause Timothy is fake up from the same flag that Dylan is. Really, it's no need to explain. And this is this tension between God and the devil until we ascend to the plane that only features perfected creation. Let it to be who their descendants called upon to save whole out libation. Essence of my lessons, Lord knows I got way too many questions. The world get hella cold when you know you could be everything that's destined. It ain't about what you have, but how it's manifest.
I love time to clear the air. I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that will never be.
Yourself, that's the realest you can be. Everybody chasing wealth, everybody got a dream. Keep it 100 and nothing, there's no in between. Always and forever. Stay true to yourself, that's the realest you can be. Everybody chasing wealth, everybody got a dream. Keep it 100 and nothing, there's no in between. Always and forever, you know me, I'ma keep it G. That's the realest you can be. Everybody chasing wealth, everybody got a dream. Keep it 100 and nothing, there is no in between. Always and forever, you know I'ma keep it G. From the land of the ground under, where royalty dwells. My plans to attain, what I've set out to accomplish. My ethics prevail, thanks to meditation and prayer. Sandalwood and sage fills the air. As I'm writing, I heard an airplane pierce the wind. Like my pen does the mind, as I exhale rhymes, I keep supreme clientele. Ghost faced off the killer, smelling like platinum and platinum Chanel. I'm destined to sell, at least double platinum as well. I let my mind drift to places where matter don't matter. So advanced, my verbal dance constructs geometric patterns. I often ask myself questions that most will never ask me. All they see's a nigga, but really what you see is a billion-year-old ancestry. That's a figurative number. Don't be so caught in your slumber that you forget the first lions we meet. Be our fathers and mothers, yet it's a God in me that I've discovered, covered by society's biased views. Watch as I show yourself, that's the realest you can be. Everybody chasing wealth, everybody got a dream. Keep it 100 and nothing, there is no in between. Always and forever, you know me, I'ma keep it G. That's the realest you can be. Everybody chasing wealth, everybody got a dream. Keep it 100 and nothing, there is no in between. Always and forever, you know I'ma keep it G. I'm some pro with the black, throw a fist in the sky. They gon' hit me in the back. I'ma do this for my tribes, for my ones that stuck in the traps. You gotta foresee the signs. Right now is the essence, so you can't go wasting your time. I mix the bass with the lines, this that audio crack. What don't break me, make me go hard on the grind. Watch kick and push with these raps, all in autumn till the winter. With some winners, we just want everything. Give me all of that. Oppression's been the cause of that. They call us African American, but to America, we ain't American. I'd rather be content with an entire continent than argue with colonizers who possess no kind of sense. So just let it be known what time it is. When we wildin' in the streets, bodies piling in the streets. Everybody got beef, don't nobody wanna die. How you gon' find peace? Is that why we get high to look down on the beach?
Peace.
Yeah,
I think we gotta save them joints right there. I don't want you to cheat them joints. Them joints was too powerful for you to cheat. So I think we could leave those joints on the next joint right there. And we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure whatever your final thoughts are, whatever advice you got to young artists out there, you know, people aspiring to be independent artists, anything like that, and also your social media links and how to get this project, any acknowledgments, anything you want to do, the floor is yours.
Most definitely. I just want to say to the artists that are coming up, the best thing for you to do is own everything that you can when it deals with your craft. You need to own your masters. You need to own all publishing, all the things that will effectively generate income for you through doing this music. There will always be people and situations that will make you doubt if you want to keep pursuing certain things or not. And I feel like if you don't have that drive within yourself so that through other people, you have to find a way to generate a sense of purpose and have it resonate within you first. And just keep pushing forward because things don't come overnight. Nothing is easy. Nothing is given to you. You just have to keep staying persistent and stay motivated. You can reach me on my social media. On my IG is Olu_Ashe. And you can also reach me on Twitter at Olu_Ashe. Project is available on most streaming outlets, Spotify, Pandora, I believe iHeartRadio, YouTube. All you have to do is put in Olu, then Ashe, A-S-E, and the E needs the accent mark above it. And you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, or you can just type in Olu, A Supreme Elevation, and it'll take you directly to the project. That's also with the other streaming outlets. Put in Olu, Ashe, A Supreme Elevation, and enjoy the experience.
All right. And if y'all down there at the caravan, you're going to bless the stage and drop some bombs and some jewels from this classic project. I'm thankful for your time, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we got to schedule this part two ASAP so we can get through the rest of this album.
Most definitely. Oh, well, one thing. Let me go ahead and give my shout-outs because I forgot, and I want to do that. First, I want to shout-out my wife, Nife, for being diligent and understanding that this is something that is a passion for me and staying with me through this whole route. To the team, Team Ashe, O'Ray, my manager, Books, the whole Audio Intelligence, Ghetto Hearts family, the Ashe Project, shout out to Afi, shout out to Taji, shout out to you as well for allowing me to come on the show and, you know, address my music and just, you know, share with people the vibes and the things that I'm trying to do. I just want to shout out everybody that's collectively putting their minds and efforts together to better our conditions in America. And we look forward to linking up with all Africans of the diaspora and continuing to push for recognition, for liberation, for freedom, for justice, and peace. Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe. Thank you for your time, my brother.
Peace, God's hand again. I couldn't hear you.
Now, we got over those, so subscribe to the show here. Follow the show on Twitter, Long 15 on Twitter,
That's at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. You can follow the show on Instagram, KnowledgeBornAlive357 on Instagram. So by special request, we're gonna play this joint one more time for Queen Afi. Aye, and we out.
Protected by seven African powers, I'm back and back for the dollars. Black as I've ever been, can't hate the same for you cowards, regardless of what they own. Promise I'm way beyond, I promise I just begun. I'm honest to be the one that from summer to spring, I keep it strong. Even at a minute after midnight, I'm the reason she still see the sun. Hit her with that peace pipe, make her feel it in her lungs. Chain gone when it can't go. Hold up, I'm going with the Pro Tools, Pro Melanation in the mental house. Got to keep it progressive if you trying to approach. Oh, hey. Make a pause for a minute. For all my dogs trying to get their paws on some spinach. I know I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back to handle business. Wealth over riches, y'all to talk money over bitches. It's obvious that we ain't on the same side. We either ride or collide in the smoke. Blood splatter on the windshield. Got cracked glass looking like kaleidoscope. This shit's ill. It instilled immense skill to balance the anger, the hatred of what was done to Emmett Till. Trayvon, Mac Brown, Philando Castile. With the hope that my people will awaken and rise. Facing the skies, escaping the blatantly racial divides. That seem to subscribe, taking the lives of those whose face is the same status as mine. Take a glance at what gets placed in the mind. I think it's about time to handle this candle, dismantle the system. Right on.
Challenging the ending challenge of what you trying to bet. I'm probably the child of a Reese's. No need to petition for my interest. God is my witness. The mutants and devils gon' beg for forgiveness. Kicking doors off the hinges with this more than stupendous order. Metamorphosis, their force is forced from a source of endlessness. Got them all pins and needles, needless to say. My pens and needle filled with diesel. Black tar, black star. Pictures I paint really don't need an easel. Easily got blast off. New begin alliance of strength and abundance. To see our goals, you have to be NASA. My raps be the rapture. I capture the attention of drug dealers and pastors. We all on the search for the truth. Some sell hope for it while others sell dope for it. I'm trying to build some schools. Keep giving you weak niggas the blues. Measure my movement with a lesson. Your body's pressure to prove nothing for the fact that I'm got it. I got a long list to present that show the squadron is different. Now what's your intention? I'm here to revitalize the economy. Never idolize the monotony. Hard working black power. Take a look at what it's gotten me.
Somebody who can tolerate and naughty by nature won't play you out, baby. I don't doubt you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. It's just why. So enough.
I got a dollar and a drink. An Impala that I polish with the tears of cowboys who pray hard, I don't attend. One thing about me, I'm a classic man, I do G shit. Puffin' on that after damn, trying to turn the club into freak nick. Hit her from the back so hard, made a weed slip. Back to the road, give a tug with the weed lit. Fall from a regular nigga, and I don't do regular shit. On another plane of paradigm, ahead of the shift. Like coming in early for work, y'all just be working y'all lips. Determined to get it by any means necessary. Blackout 2000 necessary. For the history I make, I need more than February. As far as what I do, I don't have contemporary. When you building on men, I'm building a nation media turn you into a building, bringing a criminal case. It's like we're trapped in the matrix, amazed that the ancients foretold of the mazes that ease. As of today, it's prophecy, it what we're facing. So I am never complacent, thus I refuse to submit or subject my stance to be viewed as a fad or confused as a trend. So when you see me, believe me, I speak it freely, cause motherfuckers don't respect what come easy. So it's no holds barred through all my scars and blood that shed. All them folks grow accustomed to fear, but they will talk none here. This is just my ears, so adjust y'all ears.